Oh, there we go.
Those were the original lyrics, Wendy.
All right, 55 years ago today, Jim Peterik is with us and the rest of a band that was formed. This was your first gig 55 years ago.
It is, Bob. Tell Wendy about that.
Well, we formed the band in summer of 64 and started practicing in Larry's basement and somehow got our first gig at the American Legion Hall in Berwyn, Illinois for, in those days, what was known as a sock hop. So played in the basement, and that was our first paying gig. And
how much did you make?
Well, we got $20.
Oh, wow.
Not a piece, $5 a man. There were four guys.
Oh, my God.
And it's these four guys.
There you are.
Yeah, but that's in 1964 dollars.
Yeah, I know.
That's, take a guess for $5. I still have that $5 bill.
That was 55 years ago today. That happened.
Yeah.
So there was no inclination back then, 55 years ago, that the longevity of you guys could last a half a century plus, right?
Yeah. Basically, you're only thinking about what you're doing tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know? That's kind of, and good Lord, we've been asked all the time, you know, did you have any idea? And of course not.
You can't.
You
know? Right.
Can't predict this.
But driving home from that, you must have been on cloud nine, right? That must
have
been
only two block drives.
Yeah. We were small too young to drive. We had to walk.
So. Yeah, yeah. We actually went to Fralock's ice cream and celebrated. We probably blew that whole $20.
I remember Fralock's.
Yeah, right.
Wasn't there Kentucky Fried Chicken in there too, or something?
Yeah, that was a little bit later.
First in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Phenomenal ice cream and hot fudge, and we were just partying our, you know, hearts out.
How old were you?
I was 14.
Good God, y'all.
Yeah.
14, 15 years old. We couldn't drive yet. Our parents always had to drive us to the gigs. And they, God bless them, they were our biggest supporters. Load up the station wagon with amps and guitars.
They were
drums.
Your roadies.
They were our roadies.
They were roadies, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jim Peterik is here. Introduce the rest of the band, because then Scott May hooked up with you guys later.
Yeah, Scott May, our keyboard player for the last 30 years, and our guru. Bob Berglund on bass. Larry Millis, the leader of the band, on guitar and vocals. Mike Borch on the drums.
Hello. I mean, hello.
and we all are from Berwyn.
We are.
Yeah,
all of
Morton
you.
West, right?
Morton West.
Yeah.
No, Morton East.
Just him.
Oh,
me and John.
My mom went. Oh, no, she went to
John Larson, our dear departed horn player, was a Morton East guy. We always said we had to keep these guys in line. You know,
yeah, you got to.
They were tough.
Morton East was tougher, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Cicero.
Yeah, my mom went there.
Yeah.
I heard you didn't see Madras shirts at
Madras shirts, right.
55 years ago, real quick question. Did you guys understand a direction that the band was heading in, or did you all have different opinions of what types of music you should play?
Well, we started out as a British Invasion wannabe band. Our first song, Like It or Lump It, which we will be doing for the first time ever since 1964.
Oh, nice.
At the Genesee Theater on the 26th. We were a kind of a Kinks, Zombies, Beatles type band. Then when we got the brass, we changed and we started doing like covers like I Feel Good, but that kind of morphed into the BS&T Chicago, Mike Bloomfield kind of sound.
Oh, really?
And that spawned the big one, Vehicle.
Yeah.
And Vehicle, a true story, pretty much.
It is. I wrote that to win my girlfriend back. She dumped me, and then she started asking me for rides, but nothing in return. Just she shook my hand at the end of the ride.
Not even a peck on the cheek?
Not even a peck on the cheek.
Not even gas money.
And I liked it because, you know, I got to smell her perfume. She wore Chantilly. Oh, love Chantilly.
Does she still?
I wish. She doesn't have that. She doesn't have the plaid skirt either from girls' high school, which I want to buy her one, and she will not let me buy one.
The Nice accent.
But I finally said, you know, all I am to use your limousine service. All I am is your vehicle, baby.
Yeah.
And,
ding!
That was a swing. The gates open. I heard this riff in my head. Ba da ba ba da. Yeah, that's the stuff. Showed it to the Ides of March. We arranged it together as a band. Started playing it at all the dances, the Valley View Young Adults Club, the Green Gorilla, the Pink Fink. And the people would just love that song. We recorded it, went to number one, the fastest breaking song in Warner Brothers history. Guess who started calling me for dates?
That girl.
That girl, the plaid skirt girl.
Yeah.
And where is she now, I wonder?
47 years ago, she's listening to your show in her kitchen right now, Karen
hey,
Peter.
Karen.
You're holding her prisoner.
Yeah.
That's horrible, Jim. What are you doing?
I know. Well, everybody needs a hostage.
The Ides of March play on 55th anniversary, CD, vinyl, awesome. You have special guests on this?
Yes, we do. Mark Farner, go ahead, Bob.
My goodness. Kathy Richardson of Jefferson Starship, who's a Chicago gal and so talented.
She's amazing.
Oh, I know. Geez.
Mark Farner is no chopped liver either.
You know, oh my God.
Paul Schaefer plays keyboards in one of the songs.
Sweet.
Yep. Mindy Hebert. Yeah. And, of course, at the show we're doing on the 26th at the Genesee, we're bringing in three guests, Kathy Richardson, Bo Bice, who sang
American
Vehicle
Idol
to the top
right,
of the charts
right.
again.
Yeah.
And if you recall, he got to the finals at American Idol.
Yeah.
By singing Vehicle.
Right. He's very good.
Is that why he's doing this with you?
Well,
we feel sorry for
friends
him?
At that.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. And no, he's doing great. He was with Blood, Sweat, and Tears for 6 years,
mm-hmm.
doing Vehicle in their set.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
And saying that this is the best song that Blood, Sweat, and Tears never did. But everybody thought it was Blood, Sweat, and Tears, you know.
We got Joe Bonamassa, the great blues guitarist.
On the album.
Is on the album, too. Joe Bonamassa. And the great, great, great Chicago singer Tom Dooty from the Grind Shams.
Oh, yeah.
As well as David Pack from Ambrosia.
David Pack.
Has anybody mentioned Mark Farner yet?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mark's
he was right up at the...
Mark's going to be on the show with us the 26th.
That's Saturday the 26th, 55th anniversary show, Ides of March, Genesee Theater.
.com.
What .com? Just the IdesOfMarch.com.
Well, no, GenesseeTheater.com
oh, gotcha.
For tickets. Tickets are $35 to $55.
That's a bargain.
It is. And there's a few websites that are selling them over that, so make sure it's the official Genesee site.
All right.
And you shouldn't pay more than $55 for the best ticket in the house.
Genesee.com.
GenesseeTheater.com.
Got it.
Yep. It's worth it. You just don't need to pay it, right?
That's right.
I'd pay $57, Jim. I really would.
$200.
That's right.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And you've heard Kathy Richardson's Berwyn song, right? Because that's amazing.
Yes,
I love that. We're going to take a break, and then will you grace us with your playing?
Heck yes.
Absolutely.
The Ides of March. They will be live in action. 55th anniversary show. GenesseeTheater.com. It's happening Saturday, October 26th. And they'll give us a little taste coming up next. It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. Are you ready for some music?
I'm very ready, yeah.
The Ides of March, 55 years ago on this date, they played a VFW hall or American Legion in Berwyn.
VFW, I believe they said.
And that was 55 years ago today. They're celebrating their 55th anniversary at the Genesee Theater, Saturday, October 26th. You can get your tickets at GenesseeTheater.com, and you can listen to them live in action right now on WGN.
1, 2, 3, 4. Who's gonna be first to lay it on out? The silence is screaming cause nobody's talking out loud. Hear the shattering glass of the wind at the door. Even the dog's acting strange. He knows when that rain's gonna pour. Got on that horizon line. There's a darkness that's bleeding us dry. Love must have gone there to die. And it's scaring me cold. It's like you and me and the sky. All three of us crying. Blue storm rising. I just know something bad is blowing on through. I'm gonna name this hurricane after you. The way that you love me, the way I loved you back. Tell me, how did that blue sky we treaded fade into black? Out on the horizon line.
kiss that's bleeding us dry. Love must have gone there to die, and it's scaring me cold. It's like you and me in the sky, all three of us crying. Blue storm rising. There's a blue storm rising. There's a blue storm. There's a blue storm rising.
That's awesome, you
That's
guys.
That's so good. So good.
Ides of March, you can find that on the Ides of March Play On CD or vinyl, or go to the Genesee Theater. Theater spelled the British way, R-E.
Oh, it's more impressive that way, Wendy.
GeneseeTheater.com for tickets. It's happening Saturday, October 26th. We have a couple of minutes. Where did the band name come from, the Ides of March? I don't think I've ever asked you that, Jim.
Well, I'm going to turn it over to Bob. Cause,
all right, Bob.
Well, you'll see why.
Yeah, they're going to blame me. So there was a song called Hanky Panky that was just skyrocketing up the charts after we had been the Shondells, our first name, for about 2 years. And we're getting gigs with that, with our reputation. But all of a sudden, this song Hanky Panky's going up the charts by Tommy James and the Shondells. That said, we needed a new name immediately. For about a month, our manager decided it was really a good idea, because Batman was so big on TV back then, that we be Batman and the Boy Wonders. And we're still wondering why.
B-A-T-T, by
the way. Oh, yeah, even better.
And Larry was Batman, by the way.
And we... Yeah, who was the Boy Wonder? We don't. We still wonder, but we rebelled even at 16 years old and said we hate it, absolutely hate it, and so now we're looking for a new name. And I'm sitting in English lit class and we're reading Julius Caesar and came upon the phrase "Beware the Ides of March," and I really didn't know what it meant, but it sounded really cool. And so it stuck, and it's really been a great name for us. That Bill Shakespeare really knows how to knows how to spin a yarn, you know.
And now Bill Leff can use Batman and the Boy Wonders
for open,
your band.
I'd like to take that name, please.
You can do that.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll give you the cape too.
All right,
yeah,
good.
Got a couple of costumes if you need it.
We are so proud of you. You have made it 55 years. No fighting, no nothing.
We're pretty cohesive, you know. We love what we do. We've always been this way. And not to sound like a choir boy, but we never got into the temptations that ruined so many bands. I think that's our good Berwyn upbringing and great parents, and just we were always thankful for what we have.
Well, you got two fans here in the rest of the city too, and hopefully everybody goes to see them. They're celebrating 55 years, 55th anniversary show at Genesee Theater, Saturday, October 26th. The best place to get tickets, Genesee Theater, R-E, that's how you spell it, .com.
Yeah, you guys sound great.
Mark Farner will be there with us, Bo Bice, Kathy Richardson. Much fun, and it's going to be a great show. If you want to come, you guys, I know a guy that knows a guy.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Good luck to you, and happy 55
all
years,
right.
guys.
Thank you. Thanks, congrats. Bill and Wendy. You guys are the best, okay?
Ah, thanks.
Thank
you.
Of
March.
How cool is
they
that? Really,
good.
Batman and the Boy Wonders. I saw your eyes lit up.
I would have gone with that name, Wendy. That's just me. I would have gone with that name.
All right, it's Bill, it's Wendy, and news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN.